I wish I knew this next guest because I met him at a cocktail party, but that's not true. We got to know Scott McLean from Cal Fire very well a year ago, October, and he's back on the job about Northern and Southern California wildfires. Good morning, Scott. Good to talk to you again, and glad to have you on the air this morning. Of course, let's start with the campfire, if we can, Scott. And can you talk to us about new conditions, new information, maybe some new numbers this morning?
Well, yes. Unfortunately, a couple things came to play with this particular fire. It's number one as far as most destructive.
Yeah.
And recorded California history, and with the 29 fatalities, we're looking at tied for number one as the most deadliest wildland fire in California's recorded history.
Yeah, that was a number one position we were hoping to hold on to so that nobody else would have to go through that, you know?
Right. Frankly, I'm tired of breaking the records. The campfire is about 113,000 acres, continues to grow. It grew about 1,000 acres with a slop over on the south side of the fire yesterday. So they still have a lot of work on that side. It's burned into Cherokee and Highway 70 area. Still being very aggressive. I'm sitting here with a coat on.
Oh, boy.
Probably 40, 45 degrees, but this fire is still moving.
And what about the wind conditions? Because I know that was a factor over the weekend. What are you looking at today and at the beginning of this week, Scott?
Well, right now, the red flag warnings were supposed to be ended at 7 o'clock this morning. On the fire, they extended them to at least 11 o'clock, and that's due to the winds conditions. So statewide, we're looking, as far as red flags, probably till Tuesday morning down south, as far as being canceled.
And speaking of down south, the Woolsey fire, what's the status of that one this morning?
Well, that continues to increase in size as well. It's over 90,000 acres. A containment keeps going up by about 5% each day right now, which is good news. My eyes on the ground down there are saying it's looking a lot better. So hopefully that will continue to be the case. Unfortunately, two individuals perished there. Three firefighter injuries down there as well as on the campfire, believe it or not.
Yeah, we're worried about the firefighters, of course. And I know that that mutual aid is coming in, not just from California, but beyond, it sounds like.
Right. We've got seven states within the nation have sent resources to us. National Guard has put 100 troops on the ground, but as well as the aircraft that we always use from them. So we're getting a lot of help. We're over 4,000 individuals assigned to the campfire, over 3,000 to the Woolsey fire down south.
I can't even imagine the kind of fatigue that that the employees of Cal Fire are feeling at this stage of the game. And so we've been saying that all year, though. And Scott, as you look ahead weather-wise, what does it look like in terms of Northern and Southern California for the rest of the week?
There's no moisture in sight.
Oh, boy.
So we're going to be continuing with the cold temperatures in the middle of the night, as well as warming up during the course of the day, probably 60s to the 70s. These red flag warnings have been definitely seem to be coming and going at their discretion. So I expect to see some more of those during the course of the week as well, unfortunately.
And because California is such a tinderbox right now, Scott, is Cal Fire able to both fight these existing fires and be able to have enough personnel on hand should any new ones break out?
Right. I mean, you good point. I mean, we're averaging probably about 100 initial attack fires a week right now, as we always do, that the public never hears about, able to keep those at 10 acres or less. So I've been tracking them this week for the last 4 days. That's kind of where we're heading to as far as we'll be over 100 fires in the next 7 days, for a total of the next 7 days. So, again, we need to be careful. Public and the fire service, law enforcement, all need to be a team and be cognizant of their surroundings. Pay attention. One spark, definitely, as we see, causes a wildfire.
Yeah, one spark. And I can tell you that, nerves were frayed here over the weekend. We had some pretty mighty winds overnight on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And I think the anxiety level here rose about 100% or so. So we are keeping a watchful eye and keeping good thoughts, too, Scott, for you and your massive team from Cal Fire who are battling these blazes, hoping that the fires can get put out and with no further injuries.
I appreciate that. As we're speaking, I'm watching the sun come up as a big red ball.
Yeah.
that kind of indicates the smoke cover that we're dealing with right now.
Yes, it does. Well, thoughts and prayers with you and your team from CAL FIRE. Scott, thanks so much for being here this morning.
All right. Thank you.
All right. That is Scott McLean from CAL FIRE. We know him well when our wildfires were going on, and no rest for the weary as far as CAL FIRE is concerned.